In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Thank you very much, Father Mariano. It's a great honor to be with you for this great solemnity, this first-class feast of the Most Sacred Heart, and to meditate on that beautiful statue of the Most Sacred Heart above the high altar, even on the back of your vestment. Father Mariano wanted me to make one announcement, and that is that I believe after Mass, that everyone is invited upstairs to the fourth floor to the upper room for some refreshments immediately after Mass. My heart hath expected reproach and misery, and so I looked for one that would grieve together with me, but there was none. I looked for one that would console me, and I found none. We begin today by going to the very heart of France, to a town called Paray-le-Monial, where there is a convent of nuns of the Order of the Visitation. And it was there in the chapel of the Visitation Convent in Paray-le-Monial, where a pious nun by the name of St. Margaret Mary Alacoque was kneeling before the Blessed Sacrament during the octave of Corpus Christi in June of the year 1675. During that 8-day celebration of the Lord's body, blood, soul, and divinity, our Blessed Lord showed St. Margaret Mary his most sacred heart, a burning furnace of love, and he told her, "Behold this heart, so deeply in love with men, that it spared nothing in order to testify to that one's love." This meets with scant appreciation for most of them. All I get back is ingratitude. Witness their irreverence, their sacrilegious, their coldness and contempt for me in the sacrament of love. What hurts me most is the hearts dedicated to my service behave this way. That is why I'm asking you to have the Friday after the octave of Corpus Christi set apart as a special feast in honor of my heart, a day on which to receive me Holy Communion and to make a solemn act of reparation for the indignities I received in the Blessed Sacrament while exposed on the altars of the world. I promise you that I shall open my heart to all who honor me in this way and to get others to do the same. They will feel in all its fullness the power of my love. And so, obedient to our Blessed Lord's particular will, after the 8-day celebration of his body, blood, soul, and divinity, yes, my friends, Corpus Christi had an octave. 8 days of celebrating the glories of his body, blood, soul, and divinity. Yes, after the octave of Corpus Christi, obedient to our Lord's very particular will, today, the Friday after the octave, we celebrate his most sacred heart. It was to the humble nun, St. Margaret Mary Alacoque, whom the Lord called an abyss of ignorance, that the Lord chose to remind us of just how much he loves. Our Lord told St. Margaret Mary, "Behold this heart, so deeply in love with men. My divine heart," he told her, "is so passionately fond of the human race." Today's beautiful preface that Father Mariano will sing will echo this theme of a heart so deeply in love with us. He'll sing, "It was your will, Almighty Father, that the open heart of your only begotten Son should pour over us streams," torrents in the Latin, "of mercy and grace," torrents of mercy and grace, "and that the heart which never ceased to burn with love for us should be for the devout a haven for rest, and for the penitent an open refuge of salvation." That preface alone is so perfect for the year of mercy, this extraordinary year of mercy, isn't it? A torrent of mercy and grace. To the devout, a haven of rest, his heart is, and to the penitent, an open refuge for salvation. What is our response to our Lord's unconditional love for us? The Lord told St. Margaret Mary that most of us respond with gratitude for the gift of the Eucharist. We take the Mass and receive the Holy Communion for granted, but we don't say thank you enough. Irreverence, not genuflecting when we come into church or pass by the Blessed Sacrament, not kneeling before receiving Him in Holy Communion. Should we come in church? Sacrileges, receiving Holy Communion with a mortal sin on our soul without first having been to Holy Communion. Contempt, hatred for the Lord's body and blood, or desecration of the Blessed Sacrament. And the worst, cold, indifference, apathy. Apathy, from the Greek, apophos, which all of the seminary and Greek scholars know means without any passion, without any feeling. I don't really care one way or another. The Lord's real flesh and blood is offered up for me on the altar? No, it doesn't really move me. I just kind of shrug my shoulders and say, I can take it or leave it. It's probably the most prevalent, isn't it? People not coming to Sunday Mass is not because they have contempt for our Lord. They're not angry with Him. But they're not filled with zeal either. They're just like, I don't care. People who leave Mass early. There's no contempt, but it's not, I don't care. People who get in their cars and drive away right in front of the Corpus Christi procession. Right in front of the Blessed Sacrament being blessed in front of them, they're driving in their car. Not hating God, but totally unmoved by His love. What would you think if your beloved makes you a and spends hours cooking a homemade meal, not from a box, not from a can, not from a bag, but a homemade meal, sets the table for you, buys flowers, and then you don't come home. You're too busy. Or what if your daughter colors a picture for you and you don't say, oh, thank you, Penelope, that is so beautiful, and then on the refrigerator, but instead kind of shrug your shoulders and say, huh? Or what if someone risks their life to save you, drowning in the Atlantic Ocean, and you don't say thank you to them? Or even worse, you hate the person who saved you, you're angry with him and say, I wanted to save myself. And our Blessed Lord does this all the time. He invites us to come to His house every week where He's serving the most delicious lamb supper. And that lamb is Himself. And He paints a picture for us of divine mercy on the cross. And we don't hang it up. He suffers and dies for us in order to save us from drowning in the ocean of our sins. And we go, I'm not really moved by that. Our Lord told St. Margaret Mary Alacoque this verse before, that everything I suffered in my passion. Take a close look at today's offertory from Psalm 69, verse 21. My heart has expected reproach and misery. And so I looked for one who would grieve together with me, but there was no one. I looked for one who could console me, but I found none. Zero, zilch, nada, niente. Doesn't that break your heart? I know it breaks His heart. Our Blessed Lord told St. Margaret Mary, do me the favor then, would you please, at least you, of making up for all their ingratitude as far as you can? What did our Lord offer as a remedy? He Himself, On this feast of the Sacred Heart, the Lord is inviting us to go to confession, worthily receive Holy Communion, and make a solemn act of reparation for the indignities Jesus has received in the Blessed Sacrament while exposed to the altars of the Lord. One of my favorite popes, Pope Pius XI, blessed that name, on the 9th of May, 1928, wrote the glorious encyclical Miserentissimus Redemptor, the most merciful Redeemer. And this encyclical, Miserentissimus Redemptor, has anybody read it? It's stunning. This encyclical is all about making reparation to the Most Sacred Heart. Devotion to the Sacred Heart is, Pope Pius XI said, the extraordinary remedy for the extraordinary needs of our time. The extraordinary remedy for the extraordinary needs of our time. Pope Pius XI says, this is not an option, but an obligation. You know, my sister, I always ask her, what do you want for supper tonight? Do you want Chinese? And she says to me, I don't feel like Chinese. I said, okay, well, then how about Mexican? I don't feel like Mexican. Okay, how about pizza tonight? I don't feel like pizza. That's kind of how sometimes we think, don't we? We said, I don't feel like giving reparation to the Sacred Heart today. But Pope Pius XI says it's not optional. He says it is our pleasure to write you at some length of the obligation which rests upon all of us to make amends which we owe to the Sacred Heart. Pope Pius XI says, if the faithful should meditate on the love of Jesus, he will strive to repair the injured majesty of God by constant prayer, by voluntary penances, and by patient suffering. He will so organize his life that in all things it will be inspired by the spirit of reparation. Oh, this is a great encyclical. You have to read it. We should organize our life that it would be inspired by a spirit of reparation, that our constant prayer, our voluntary penances, in other words, penances that we choose to take on, and then by patient suffering of the sufferings that God sends our way, this theology of reparation is simple. When one member of the body of Christ shows ingratitude and indifference, coldness and contempt, another member of the body of Christ can say, but I believe in you. I love you. I adore you. I thank you. My heart has expected reproach and misery, and so I looked for one who would grieve together with me, but there was no one. I looked for one that could console me, and I found none. And I just want to jump up and say, but you have me, Lord. But you have me. All console me. All make reparation for your broken heart. At least you have me. How about you? The fifth antiphon for Second Vespers tonight. Fili prei mihi cotu. Fili prei mihi cotu, which means son. Offer me your heart. The greatest way that we can console and make reparation to the most sacred is to give our Lord our heart, our whole heart, our whole mind, our whole soul, our whole strength. Our divine lover who is madly in love with us, his greatest joy is to be loved in return. In the words of the child, in the words of the poet, Christina Rossetti, what can I give him, poor as I am, if I were a shepherd, I'd bring him a lamb. If I were a wise man, I'd do my part. Then what can I give him? I give him my heart. The greatest way to console and reparation to the most sacred heart is to give the Lord our heart. All of our love, all of our soul, all of our mind, all of our strength. In the words of St. Francis de Goury, we can say, I love you, Jesus, my Lord, with all my heart. I repent of ever having offended you. Never let me offend you again. Grant that I may love you always, and then do with me as you will. Amen. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sanctus.